USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on President Trump calling the Democrats anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic.
Look, the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent and it's sad.
Sanders speaking there during her first news briefing in 42 days, although President Trump has made himself available to the media on an almost daily basis. The White House on Monday released her annual budget blueprint, which will be sent to Congress. Acting White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says defense spending will increase.
The budget requests $750 billion for our national defense. And to be clear, this is not funding for endless wars.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A Georgetown University law student is among the 8 Americans killed in a plane crash in Ethiopia. A classmate and friend of Cedric Asiavigwa says he had a fear of flying.
Well, he actually expressed that he has a fear of planes. It was almost surreal getting that email because it was what he had feared when he was talking to us about flying. So that was really hard.
Asiavigwa was killed shortly after the plane took off from Ethiopia's capital yesterday morning. All crew members and passengers died in the plane crash. The CDC is reminding people it's not too late to get your flu shot and that cases of influenza are still increasing across the country. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins ABC's Good Morning America with the numbers.
The CDC are now estimating as many as 26 million cases of the flu this season, just under an estimated 350,000 hospitalizations and an estimated 30-plus thousand deaths.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Extreme Concepts and iK9 served as a title sponsor to this week's NASCAR Xfinity Series race, which was held at ISM Raceway and won by Kyle Busch. Now, I was out at the track, and I had a chance to sit down and chat with the CEO of Extreme Concepts and iK9, Landon Ash, and I asked him exactly what does Extreme Concepts and iK9 do.
So Extreme Concepts does education and training for special operations, and iK9 is under that. And what iK9 does is training and education for canines. It does a lot of world-class handler education, as well as all breeds of canine, from your dogs you see at pasture screening from TSA to USDA trying to detect agricultural products, to all the way to Lackland Air Force Base for military contracts as well.
So what sort of training goes into each of these animals to get them ready to go so they're able to fulfill their duties?
So each dog's job is kind of like a human's job. So each education takes a different period of time. So it could go all the way from 6 weeks up to almost a year or over a year, depending on how specialized that canine is.
And finally, President Trump has joined the calls for making daylight savings time permanent. The president tweeted on Monday that he was in favor of doing away with the twice-yearly time change in favor of making daylight savings time year-round. Currently, two states, Arizona and Hawaii, opt out of daylight savings time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.